The 5-year, $2 million project is well underway, with 13 playgrounds overhauled since 2015. Jones says property values are already going up around the parks, and because each site has different equipment, people are visiting areas they otherwise wouldn't. It forces you to go into a community, Jones says. It forces people to be one city. In January, Acevedo Garcia and her team published the latest edition of the Child Opportunity Index, an ambitious project that takes a deep look at 47,000 neighborhoods across the 100 largest U.S. metro areas, scoring them from 1 to 100, where a higher number means more childhood opportunity based on 29 key measures. Acevedo Garcia's data evaluating children's access focuses on how the next generation is faring, but children are, of course, a proxy for the community as a whole. The life expectancy of residents in neighborhoods with very low scores on her child opportunity scale is 75 years, for example. In very high opportunity neighborhoods, it's 82. Time worked with Acevedo Garcia to see if her neighborhood data could point us to metropolitan areas with comparatively high levels of equal opportunity. That meant searching for areas with relatively small gaps between the highest and lowest ranked neighborhoods. This information is useful because even when places have the same opportunity level overall, actually living in those cities can be a very different experience. For example, Colorado Springs and Detroit both score an overall opportunity level of 55. But in Colorado Springs, a typical high opportunity neighborhood scores an 87, and a typical low opportunity one scores 24. That might seem like a huge gap, but Detroit's high is 95, and its low is 2. A much less equal city. The problem was, when we found areas with small gaps between neighborhoods, those cities tended to be racially homogeneous.